comment to the types and pictures, even if they are not primary, I find it gives us, it opens the scripture another way. I remember when I first, or only once actually, read the commentary of McIntosh to the first, to the five books of Moses. I never heard these all these applications for the New Testament. And I was very amazed that so many truths of the New Testament, which were already known to me because I learned them in the assemblies and from my parents, could be found even in the first chapters of the first book of Moses. So I think the types of the Old Testament, especially, should always support the teachings that we know already from the New Testament, or which maybe somewhere else are very clearly revealed. And then that makes the scripture really beautiful, because we see how it fits together. Like, the first page of the Bible fits to the last page of the Bible, and how we see God characteristics everywhere revealed. And so, even, yes, I agree, it's, it never should be the first place, and we don't build up any teaching on a type, but to see the types makes it really precious and helps us also to understand some things better, because a picture is always easy, sometimes easier to understand. The Lord, for example, most or many things in the Gospels, he is speaking in parables, because the people where he spoke to, they could better understand it. When he spoke about like about the seed or the salt and so on, they knew what to do with it. We have to look it up. To us understand it right, we need to know the context, and we need to interpret it for doing the right application. For them it was maybe easier in some ways, because they knew what the purpose of salt was in the time when the Lord spoke about that. And so it is really interesting and encouraging to look for things in the Old Testament, and trying to understand where maybe other truths are found in the New Testament shown in the different pictures.
A really good example of what was just said is the book of Hebrews. Mm-hmm. You got try to read through the book of Hebrews. If you haven't read through the book of Genesis to the first five books, Genesis, Exodus, Deuteronomy, then Hebrews becomes a little more abstract. But when you read Hebrews in light of what you've understood and read from Genesis to Deuteronomy, all of a sudden, just like you said, it becomes, wow. And that's the truth of the scriptures. It's one unit. It's one unitized revelation from God. And one scripture is always going to enhance and shed light on another scripture. I just want to share two scriptures with you with regards to understanding and looking at the Old Testament. One is in Romans 15, verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4, and I'll read it real quick because time is really slipping away. It says, "For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope." So why do we read the Old Testament? Why do we read the history of what God's dealings were with people that he recorded for us in the scriptures? There are lessons for us to learn that we might remain hopeful. The second passage is 1 Corinthians 10. First Corinthians 10, verse 6. Now, these things were for our examples. What things? Context. You read the previous verses, and it talks about the history of the children of Israel and what happened with Moses and them as they were going through the wilderness and all the things that were going on. Then the Apostle Paul writes and says, now these things were our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted. And then you jump down to verse 11 and he continues and say, now all these things happened unto them for examples, and they are written for our admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. So one of the things that's very helpful when we read the Old Testament is to understand the way God is interacting and the way the people are interacting with God, and to draw the principles from that interaction so that we ourselves in application don't fall into the same error and failure that they did. So this is very helpful to me in terms of just really how to read the Old Testament and to understand its application to myself. One other point about application. One of the dangers of application is we always think that there is something for us to do. And that may not be the case. What it might be, one of the applications that the scripture might be used in our growth and in our discipline and in our following the Lord Jesus Christ is that we might just stop and be still and be in awe of who God is. To be in awe of his grace. To be in awe of his mercy. And what that does, it makes me a better worshiper. We're going to come to that at the end of the week. Sometimes when we read the scriptures, what God wants to do is to capture and to blow our minds, to blow our imaginations with how great he is, so that we submit and bow and respond to him in reverence and worship and adoration and praise. Not anything to do, just to bow and recognize his greatness.
Yeah, I would just add one more thing to what we were saying about interpreting scripture. Scripture says in the verse that Steve really wanted to read but didn't, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. For prophecy never came by the will of man. Sorry, let me back up. Verse 20. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of its own private interpretation. And I understand that the meaning of the word interpretation is its unfolding origin, where it comes from. It doesn't just come from nowhere. It connects somewhere else. One scripture explains another scripture. And this is extremely important for us. I asked, I think it was brother somebody, just today, I think it was Brother Brian Reynolds. I asked him about yesterday when we were talking about this earlier. I asked him about Exodus 21. I said, is it just a matter of inference that Exodus 21 is just speaking about the Lord Jesus as that Hebrew servant? Or is there scripture that interprets that as such? And he said, no, you're right. He says, it's just inference. It fits, and it's a good application, but it's not the interpretation. Now, Isaiah, the songs that we're going through in Isaiah, that's interpretation. Why? Because New Testament validates it. New Testament opens it up. It's referred to in the New Testament. Those scriptures are used in the New Testament, and it shows us that it's definitely speaking of the Lord Jesus. So that's interpretation. So those scriptures are interpreting. So the point being is that you use scripture to interpret scripture. You don't use a commentary to interpret scripture. You use scripture to interpret scripture.